Chapter 9.
"Who the hell are you?" the silhouette demanded.
The voice sounded like it belonged to a young woman, one who was itching for a fight. When I failed to answer, a stocky female avatar stepped out of the shadows and into the chamber's flickering torchlight. She had raven hair, styled Joan of Arc short, and appeared to be in her late teens or early 20s. As she got closer, I realized that I knew her. We'd never actually met, but I recognized her face from the dozens of screenshots she'd posted to her blog over the years. It was Artemis. She wore a suit of scaled gunmetal blue armor that looked more sci-fi than fantasy. Twin blaster pistols were slung low on her hips in quick-draw holsters, and there was a long, curved, elvish sword in a scabbard across her back. She wore fingerless Road Warrior-style racing gloves and a pair of classic Ray-Ban shades. Overall, she seemed to be going for a sort of mid-80s post-apocalyptic cyberpunk girl-next-door look, and it was working for me, in a big way. In a word, hot. As she walked toward me, the heels of her studded combat boots clicked on the stone floor. She halted just out of my sword's reach, but did not draw her own blade. Instead, she slid her shades up onto her avatar's forehead, a blatant affectation, since sunglasses didn't actually affect a player's vision, and looked me up and down, making a show of sizing me up. For a moment, I was too starstruck to speak. To break my paralysis, I reminded myself that the person operating the avatar in front of me might not be a woman at all. This girl, whom I'd been cyber-crushing on for the past 3 years, might very well be an obese, hairy-knuckled guy named Chuck. Once I'd conjured up that sobering image, I was able to focus on my situation and the question at hand. What was she doing here? After 5 years of searching, I thought it was highly improbable that we'd both discovered the Copper Key's hiding place on the same night. Too big of a coincidence. "Cat got your tongue?" she asked. I said, "Who the hell are you?"